AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is fully open to commercial vessels, but Sagar Mirghani reports President Trump has a serious quibble.
Tehran's foreign minister says the vital waterway is again open as a truce between Israel and Hezbollah appears to hold. President Trump at first celebrated the announcement, but minutes later posted on social media a U.S. blockade of Iranian ships and ports will remain in force until there's a deal on ending the Iran war.
As soon as the agreement gets signed, that's when the blockade ends.
He also says Tehran is working to remove all mines from the strait with American help, while British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomes the reopening announcement.
We need to make sure that that is both lasting and a workable proposal.
He was in Paris for talks on forming an international mission to restore maritime security. Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
Still, the news sent oil prices plunging down 9%, Brent crude settling just above $90 per barrel. And that triggered a rally on Wall Street. The S&P leaped 1.2% to a new closing high. The Dow gained nearly 870 points, or 1.8%, while the Nasdaq climbed 1.5%. All three finished the week with big gains. And Mike Kempen reports the owner of the QVC Home Shopping Network has filed for bankruptcy protection.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone Brands channels and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Americans trying to assert their right to Italian citizenship. Charles Stelladesma has their story.
Two U.S. families have gone to Italy's highest court to challenge the scope of a year-old law limiting citizenship claims to Italian descendants removed by more than two generations. Their lawyer argues the law should apply only to people born after it took effect, potentially opening a pathway to citizenship for millions of people living in the U.S. and parts of Latin America.
I love and cherish my Italian heritage.
Karen Bonadio from San Diego says she hopes one day to move to Italy.
To me, it's important that I have the right, based on my family and what they did, and I have all the proof, my line of descent.
She's provided photos of her as a young girl alongside her Italian-born great-grandparents. I'm Charles Stelladesma.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.